just some breaking news this lunchtime. It'll be fairly brief, I'm afraid, but University College Cork has announced it's to repatriate a number of objects in its heritage collection to Egypt. They include a mummified remains and a sarcophagus. Well, from what we can find out by talking to John Fitzgerald, who's a former UCC librarian. John, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what are these items and why are they being returned?
Yeah, you're very welcome, Brian. You've rightly identified that there's a sarcophagus, which is a beautifully decorated coffin. There is a mummified remains. The coffin is not the coffin for the mummified remains. That there, it wasn't originally in that particular sarcophagus. But then also we're repatriating four canopic jars. These were the beautiful limestone jars into which the vital organs were placed. Of the body, and then also a set of cartonnage. Cartonnage is linen and papyrus cloth, which was placed over the mummy when it was placed into the sarcophagus. So these are the items that we're donating. Mm. And why are we doing it? Well, we've been in dialogue with the Egyptian authorities for many decades. They've had an interest in these items. And we've recently reviewed the provenance of these, and we're clear about how they came to UCC, and they did so quite legitimately. And we also examined our long-term preservation challenges, which are considerable, because we don't have the capacity to look after items like this. So we conferred with colleagues in the museum sector, with academic colleagues within UCC, and also with Department of Foreign Affairs. Mm. And we felt that now was the right time for the university to open up the opportunity, really, with the Egyptian authorities to make a donation. And, you know, they've been very receptive to it. We've been working very hard over the last few months, and we're poised to move the materials physically in early 2023.
All right. Well, listen, no doubt there'll be more on this in the course of the day. But John from Lomond, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That was John Fitzgerald from UCC.